with Cookie this Wednesday, just after supper, the 18th of July, 73. Channel 2 Wright, beginning a visit with Cookie this Wednesday, right after supper, the 18th of July, 73, with Rick and Debbie. Channel 2 Wright, beginning a visit with Cookie this Wednesday, right after supper, the 18th of July, 73, with Rick and Debbie. Channel 2 Wright, beginning a visit with Cookie this Wednesday, right after supper, with Rick and Debbie, the Wednesday, the 18th of July, 73.
Drag behind you. That don't sound reasonable, but it's the truth. See, that goes over there, and you carry the load.
Uh-huh.
We're on a tongue pull trailer. It squats the back of your truck down, and you got to pull it. Then they weave and sway so much. That thing here, you can pull it 85 miles an hour loaded, I mean, to the gear, and you don't even know it's back there hardly.
Is that
That's right. I come back from Brooksville the other day. I had 11 Charley bulls on that averaged 1,107 pounds apiece. I brought them back from Brooksville, 65, 70, 75 miles an hour, just Cadillacing along. That's right. I mean, I had a payload on that day.
You give me some water?
I'm just getting it right now. I thought that I was on it. It wasn't.
I brought back just a little better than $80,000 worth on that trailer.
Oh my goodness. Charley bull.
That's right. $80,000 worth. You talk about someone who was careful when I loaded them and careful when I unloaded them. I was.
I hope you had some help.
No, I worked them myself. You take animals like that, you can get along better when you work them by yourself and be quiet with them.
Hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get out there and you ease around them and you cut them out, the ones you want, make them go one way and the others go the other way. And don't get them excited.
Right.
And you can load them a half quicker and they're not nervous and shook up. Whereas if you get them all excited and shook up, you ain't gonna load them animals. They're gonna tear out.
Oh.
Well, if you do, they'll stay nervous.
That's right. I brought them up to Williston and turned them loose out there on White Horse Farm. And I just pulled out in the field and opened my back gate. Just let them take their time and walk out. They wasn't excited. Shook up. That's where 90% of the people mess up. Now, I'll agree, sometimes you got to get rough with them. Like them old Bramers and Woods cows that are wild to start with. But you take a halfway civilized animal like guys here, there's no sense in getting them excited. It may take you 10 minutes longer, but you're going to be $10 better off. It ain't going to be hard on you. It ain't going to be hard on the animal. You ain't going to tear up your equipment.
You just pull out and let them out?
I just pulled to open the gate and stepped off to the side. Let them go out to sell. I didn't punch them out.
They walked out.
That's right.
Started nosing around.
Yeah. Fighting with the rest of the bulls. Well, I got a hold of a ding-a-ling yesterday morning, though. No, night before last, rather, didn't I? I didn't know she was such a ding-a-ling lying loader yesterday morning. Now, I traded for a 3-year-old Appaloosa mare that had never been touched.
And 3 years old?
3 years old. She's never had a halter on. When they give her shots, they run her in the squeeze chute and give her her shots.
Never heard that.
That's right. Bobby Anderson will tell you the same thing. She had never been touched. Only to run through the chute and give her shots. Me, I had to be the first one to put a halter on her. And if you don't believe she's a rough one, go out there and look at that lariat rope in the back of my truck. And she give it a fit. I left her tied up to a tree all day yesterday and all night last night until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And I loaded her and traded her off.
You think three years is too old to introduce them to a halter?
Yes. Sir. Yes, sir. She started lunging when I tied her to that tree yesterday morning, trying to break that halter and that lariat rope, and she was lunging today at 2 o'clock when I untied her. She had her head skinned all to pieces, but I couldn't turn her loose. I ain't got a fence to hold an animal like that. My fence is like yours. If they look at it hard, you'll fall down.
You couldn't have caught her anyway.
Couldn't have caught her. I'd had to took my stallion and a roper. And I don't know whether, as poor as he is, I don't know whether he could have held her or not.
No, she is.
I just don't know whether he could have stopped her or not. No, I'm serious.
Cookie, how'd you ever get her?
I got her in a package deal.
Oh.
Well, to start with, I'll tell you. I went to Quitman, Georgia, and bought a registered Appaloosa stud, 2 years old. He was just about as bad, just about as big a fool. But he had the pedigree, so he had the papers. Well, I took him over at Williston and traded him for an international pickup truck. Well, this fellow over in back over in Williston wanted this international truck so bad that he traded me this Appaloosa mare and another Appaloosa stallion that's broke to ride, and I want you to know a broke horse. You can rope off of them, you can feed cows, you can Western Pleasure.
Stallion?
Yes, sir. But he got some sense. He wanted that truck so bad that he traded me them two for the international truck. I just traded with him. I said, providing you load that crazy. He said, oh, we'll load her. I said, okay. So he loaded her up, and I took her home. That's what I had to do.
That's Take it through the squeeze?
Yeah, they had to put it through the squeeze. They had to put it through the loading chute.
Yeah,
yeah, she wasn't going to load her on that truck. And I took her home. I pinned her in the front of my trailer with my extra
gear. You don't have
party.
A chute.
No, I ain't got no chute. I ain't got nothing. I pinned her in the front of my trailer and got that halter on her. Then I tied that lariat rope to her. I put it around her neck. Tied it around her neck. Then I tied it to the halter. So if she broke the halter, why, it'd be around her neck and she couldn't get loose. Unless she broke the rope.
And she'd get very well break a nylon rope.
And she'd give it a fit. Buddy, she give it a fit. And tied that tree out behind the house. I thought she might quieten down a little bit, but she never did. She was still going as strong this afternoon as she was yesterday morning when I tied her up. And I
not
guess,
a bite to eat.
No, she wouldn't eat. I put feed out there, but she wouldn't eat it. I don't know where she got all of her energy, but she sure has some energy. Well, I took this, loaded her up this afternoon. Had to on account of Grandpa. Oh, he's afraid she's going to break loose and hurt one of the girls, you know. I had to move them horses out today. And I loaded the stud, her. Took me an hour and a half to load her, but I loaded her. By myself.
Without a chute?
Without a chute, I loaded her. I had to get rough with her, but I put her in that trailer. See, that lariat rope's 32 feet long. Well, I backed my trailer right up close where she was at, where I had her tied, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I take one end of the lariat rope loose. I run it through the trailer a couple of times and go back around to the back behind her. Just had room to get to her hips. I held a rope with this hand. I got another instrument that I held in this hand, and she had got enough of it. Well, she jumped on the trailer then. I had to put the electric to her, but I put her in the trailer. She won't be so hard to load the next time.
Remember that?
She'll remember that shock.
Did he mean it that much?
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't use an old cattle shock.
Yes, sir. On them wild ringers, I'll use it. Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, you wasn't using that old cattle shock. It ain't got much to it.
It's got enough to knock a man down. You got new batteries in it.
Yes,
sir.
I didn't realize it that strong.
Yes, my fella, they're fierce. They'll turn the Bremer bull around backwards.
Hmm.
Really?
Yes, my fella. That's why everybody uses them and hauls them wild cattle. They got to have something for protection. And actually, it don't hurt the cattle all that bad anyway.
They are subject to electricity.
Yeah.
They tell me just a little jolt will kill a cow. Do you ever hear that?
That's right.
They can't stand it somehow.
Is
So I took that mare back over to Williston this afternoon. To Jack Stokes. And he had his little pony mare out here. And Colt. And I asked him how he'd trade with me. Well, he said, since you're all bunged up and can't break one to ride no more, he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll just give you that mare and colt, that pony mare and colt for that wow. I said, where do you want me to turn her loose? And He had to stand there for a minute because I treated with him too quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned her loose right out there in the wide open spaces. Now she's his baby. They'll never catch her.
She just started out.
No, she's in Bahia grass up to her ears.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah. Jack Stokes got some pasture over there.
Yeah.
She'll stay out there and get fat as a bacon hog, but nobody won't have her. Nobody won't bother. I don't imagine.
Well, how does he get... Bahia grass won't grow without fertilizer. How does he get it fertilized?
He gets... And commercial people there in
Wilmington. Just get them to come out and...
Just come out and spread it now and forget it. It only cost him, I think, $3 or $4 a ton to get it spread. Get it put out where he wants it. And when he starts at one in one place, well, he goes all the way back. He fertilizes it all.
Yeah. Well, that means they got to eat pretty fast for a while until the fertilizer dies down.
Yeah.
Or else you gotta move. Or keep plenty of animals.
Well, I see. He's got four studs and one, two. He got five mares running in the pasture. Six with that ding-a-ling out there, you. And he got about 15-20 head of cows in the same field.
With all the horses?
Yeah.
Oh, and how much? 20 acres?
No, it ain't quite 20 acres. Because he's only got 20 acres, and he's got about 3 or 4 or 5 fenced off for his yard and his barn lot and so forth.
But if he fertilizes it, it'll carry quite a few to keep it fertilized. She goes over and stays an hour, maybe, and brings back them sort of tepid little stories of Miss Mary. Marvin got her quieted down. I think he does it on account of her blood pressure. But I never heard, you see, before of cussing running a fella's blood pressure up. Cussing do that?
I don't know.
Run your pressure up?
I never did mine.
Looks to me like it'd give you a little relief.
Yeah. It lets her steam off.
Well, she quieted down. So they had talked that over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some place you can go and cuss.
Yeah, that's why I come down over here so much. You all ain't saw them blue streaks fly out from over there every once in a while?
Well, your family now, you're still not, the old folks still not able to move around.
No.
Well, we keep saying we're going to get over there to see them. Second time this summer, guys have been off this range.
Yeah, I've been putting
in. Dad and Mama, they'll be down this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'll be in Monday.
But no bluegrass music.
Yeah.
We missed out on that.
My brothers are coming, bringing his boys.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And they all play.
that house will be ringing with.
Still have the bluegrass music. May have it over the trailer, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to live around the old couple.
Ah, that's in and out. Occasionally. But now, when I took that stud horse in and that wild ding-a-ling, I mean, they got all over me.
Right there in the backyard.
By golly, I had to throw my hat in a couple of times. See if it's safe for me to go in first. You know what the old saying is, you got to throw your hat in first. If your hat stays, well, it's all right for you to go in. But if your hat comes back out, you better keep on getting up. So I had to throw my hat in a few times.
Cookie, what are you going to do for hay this winter?
Ah.
If you wait till the winter comes.
No.
You going to bring some back from Kentucky?
I'm going to bring some back from West Virginia.
You mean West Virginia?
That's right. I done got it bought. I've got 200 bales bought.
Well, that'll do you,
man. That's more than I'll need. Because I ain't going to keep the two horses.
Well,
I may not keep them.
Who's making hay? I haven't been out to see anybody making hay.
Well, I tell you, there ain't too many people making hay right now. They're cutting it down, but it's getting wet.
Yeah.
It ain't worth a nickel.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy hay now at all.
And that's what happens all over.
That's right.
It's raining all over.
That's right. I wouldn't buy hay down here at all now. But I talked to Daddy on the telephone the other night, and he said I could get two, 300 or 400 bales right up there. 40 cents a bale.
40.
If you could get them down here.
See, I can haul 200 bales. And it's where a person will save money by going in and getting it.
That's deadhead.
That's right. You save money to go get it. Because it's hay. It's not.
Yeah, it is hay.
Oh, yeah, that's not like.
You know, remember that hay that I brought back?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I still got it out there.
All right, now, by golly, that's hay.
Still sweet.
Yes, sir.
Been out there in the air and still sweet.
That's right. It's got something in there. It ain't forced in. See, they don't fertilize.
You didn't see
that.
Bill Gary when he come down here, did you? I guess not. He come down here and spent 3 or 4 days.
Bill Gary. Oh, yeah. I met him right out there just for a few
That's
minutes.
That's right. That's
just
right.
A few minutes.
Well, he just wrote me and said he made 2,000 bales of hay. And he had 10 acres that got wet, but he still had some more to make. And he got the same hay you all got.
That's right.
I may just let him have all my animals. Just ship them up there to him.
Well, I'll be glad to haul them.
He didn't want to leave without them little wings.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that. You saw them like
yeah.
I did. How much did they bring into the slaughterhouse at the livestock market? You know, it's so crazy. You hear the craziest damn prices.
What do they weigh a piece? 550?
Yeah.
600?
Yeah.
They'd bring around 250 a head. That's about what they bring. Now, you may put them in a bunch and get more. Put them all in one bunch.
Mm-hmm. I think the scrawny ones always bring a better price than the others. You hear the most fantastic stories about them.
Well, no, that's about the truth, because I took 26 head in up there. Carter Harrison over in Williston, and I sat right there and watched him sell, and his little old scrawny calves brought 88 cents a pound.
Yeah.
And his nice fat calves weighed up 330 to 360, brought 45 and 50 cents a pound.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Now I sat right there and watched. I took 26 head of calves in there, and they brought him $5,018.92 after the sale bill and yard fee and everything come out of it. That was what the check was.
Good Lord.
26 head.
Good Lord.
$5,018.92, and I carried it to him. Because he's a crippled man, and he said, will you load these calves?
And they're calves, not cows.
They was calves. They did none of them weigh over 400 pounds. And woods cows at that. That's right.
You know, I'm just getting enough cows now, when these weanlings grow up, to sort of halfway keep this grass down.
That's right. You're just getting where you can keep it down and keep it fresh, and they'll keep on growing, and you'll grow better calves. And you can sell them quicker and let your cows keep fat and make more money.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now there's seven little heifer calves out there now.
Yeah.
That might keep, you know, a fella might keep, some of them might work out. Well, that'd make about 30 and 35, between 35 and 40. Well, then the replacements, that would come there too. Well, you'd be losing some.
Well, I may have bought six cows the other day. I don't know. Made the man an offer.
I can't tell what you're going.
Six black ones.
It looks to me like it's about. A horse is about the only thing you can trade for anymore.
That only quick money.
Cows, take them to the livestock market and get more than you can trade them. So you don't have much chance.
Well, you can go out there and buy a herd of cows and put them right on the market 90% of the time and make good money. But it takes a lump of money to start with.
Yeah.
You go out here and buy a bunch of cows. You got to have the money right there to pay the man. Well, I can go out here and take a couple $100 and trade for me a couple old ding-a-lings and nags, and first thing you know, I got a good horse and money in my pocket too.
Just keep moving.
That's right, money in my pocket too.
Oh yeah, that's the way you do it.
It's like that Appaloosa stud I traded for, that old stud. He's about 12, 13, 14 years old. Good horse. He's a little bit thin. But he is a cow horse. You show him a cow, and he gonna get that cow.
Mm-hmm. But now, up to country, you never traded for horses. You always traded cows.
That's right. I'd go out over the countryside and pick up a cow here and there and someplace else till I got my pickup loaded, and I go on the market. And sometimes I buy a cow here and take her down here 2 miles and trade her off for something else.
Hey, have you heard anything else about that Mississippi proposition Jack Stokes had?
That one, Missouri one.
No, it was Wisconsin and Colorado. And
no, I'm talking about he's going to buy some land over there.
He's still a dicker.
Is he?
Yeah. He's still a dicker.
Well, that won't affect him. He'll still be here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He just...
You see, Bobby Anderson, veterinary, father-in-law, owns I don't know how much land out there, right on the Mississippi line. Part of it's in Mississippi and part of it's in Alabama. Well, there's 130 acres square there that they've offered Jack worth the money. Well, if Bobby Anderson can get his mother-in-law into signing the deed, well, Jack's going to buy. But it's one of them there mother-in-law deals.
So he won't know.
He don't know. He may know. They may say, call him tomorrow and say, get your money ready. We got the deed fixed. Of course, Jackie, you don't have to get the money ready. He got it.
It don't cost you much to live.
No, he made $300 last week trading. Right under my nose.
But you had to let him get that day.
Well, I made my part of it.
You did.
He just, does you know, like they used to tell about that old watermelon up the man up there? He just hates to see the other man get any of it.
But I kind of got a goat when I bought that little Appaloosa stud in Quitman, Georgia for $105. I was only one bid on him. $105. Brought him down here and traded him for that international truck. And then traded the international truck for a better stud, and this here ding-a-ling mare that I traded him, and I got $150 worth of ponies on the trailer out of the mare.
Yeah, I can believe that.
If they don't bring me $150, I know we'll keep them. Because that little cold out there, now he just the prettiest thing I ever saw. To just to be 6 weeks old. That's right, he's just 6 weeks old.
He'll be bigger than his mom.
Oh, yeah.
He's big shoes right now.
Mm-hmm. He'll make a horse about the size of that little pony that Frank had.
Mm-hmm.
And just as tough.
Yeah, that pony was
something. Just as tough. If I take that pony colt home, I know they're stuck. I mean, there ain't no question about it, because them girls ain't going to let me go. They had a fit when I traded off that other good pony.
Well, Cookie, who have you seen? I haven't seen anybody in so long. You seen any old friends over at Windsor?
No.
They're out of your beat now.
Oh, yeah. Completely. I don't even see Alvin.
Helen doesn't, not her beat, too.
Well, she don't go to church on account of her mama, see? The girls go to church out there, but I never hear nothing.
Yeah. Well, I see they get in with Laura.
Yeah. I'm going, I got my PA system out of the church. But the preacher said he didn't need it. Wasn't using it. I said, well, I can use it. And I ain't going to give it to you. So I went and got it. Me and Jack's going to start a horse show up over his place again.
Yeah. That's more like it.
We're going to get a horse show going.
Yes.
And you watch me sell some horses then.
Well, you put that off long enough. I don't know how you all put that off so long, Cookie. You had that in your mind all this time.
I've been trying to get Jack settled down to do it ever since he quit.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And then he quit.
Yeah. And I've been trying to get him to start back.
Well, he's got a good place to do it.
He sure has.
You got plenty of help?
Yeah. There's plenty of horses. We've got a riding club going over there. I belong to the riding club.
Alright.
Yeah. I'm gonna ride Rowdy in Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm asking Sarah to ride Little Man. I may let Alice ride my stud horse.
How about that?
Yeah. That old stud, he ain't nothing to him much.
Well, Jack just got off on too many little old side issues. That's right. He's not what his business he thought he was.
Just like me now. See, since I bought his trailer, I took over all of his hauling. And I've been going study.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're doing his hauling.
I've been going study.
Mm-hmm.
And
you mean he got that much business?
Yes, my feller. I've already booked up 3 loads for this coming Sunday.
Well, that's hard to realize. He got that much business.
I got 3 loads for Saturday. Or for Sunday, then Monday at noon, I load 9 bulls, I take to Mississippi, and come back to Quitman, Georgia Tuesday, pick up a load of horses, and bring to Tampa Wednesday night. That's right.
It's much more fun than being over there at
the
university.
Oh, my gosh. You ain't telling me nothing. Shoot, I made, Dr. Pompano paid me $105. And, Carlton Harris paid me $15. Bobby Anderson paid me $15. That's $135. And I hauled 2 loads for Jack. It was $25. That's $160. Then I gathered up a load for take to Mississippi. I got them together. It was $15. That's $175. And let's see, who else did I haul for? Yeah, I took the bull to a broker. It was $20. That's $195. And I brought a load of post back from High Springs. $16. Well, that's $210. I can sit right here and name off that I made last week.
And then you kept your own hours.
That's right. I go when I want to.
You don't have to send that traffic over there, going or coming.
No. And now this Sunday, I got to go out here to Cromwell's, and I got to pin a bunch of cows and cut 10 out and take them to market. That's $40 right there. Then I got 2 more loads to haul, a $15 load. I'll make $70 Sunday. I already got it made. Well, I can drift the rest of the time.
No telling what you'll pick up in between.
That's right. My horse trade in between. Then I go to Mississippi. That's $250 to go out there. I'll come back to Quitman, Georgia, and pick up a load of horses. And heck, if I get $65, $70 for hauling them to Tampa, well, that'd take care of my expenses all the way out there and back. So I'll do it. I'll play along.
You got an outfit now.
You got
a rig now. You can afford to. You can afford to be independent. I come here to take you so long to get this rig, Cookie.
I just didn't have the money.
Yeah, you didn't.
I just didn't have
away enough money to get it.
This is what you wanted all the time.
That's what I've been wanting all the time.
Yeah.
And in one thing.
You throw away enough money shooting craps to get something like
that. Not that rig. Not that rig out there. They don't give him away. A set of tires of that rig out there cost more than I had in that other trailer.
Cookie.
That's right. A set of tires of that thing out there cost you $300. The tires, that's not counting the tubes. That's right.
Yeah.
You weren't doing anything bad to happen to those tires.
Well, it did. I was coming out of High Springs, and the train caught me just south of High Springs on 41 there. And he's either hit the train or the ditch, and I hit the ditch. And I busted three tires. Sure did. Boy, the edge, look at that new tire sitting back there, that new Gillette sitting back there, 715 six-ply nylon.
Did I take that one off?
No. I don't know, you might have.
I took one that was pretty tore up.
No, that wasn't it. No, that wasn't it. I mean, I just had it changed yesterday.
Oh.
I put a new one on the place of it. It's out there on the spare now.
Where'd you get them?
Ocala. Pan American Tire.
Just go in the front door and plank the money down.
That's the only way you can get them. And I bought two from the pickup. The back of it, six plies. But I don't want no static out there when I'm running at night.
Cookie, I just can't stand it when you go in the front door and just lay the money down on the counter.
When you go in there, you better have it.
I'd pay the asking price now.
Well, I get a discount. But at a discount, you pay through the nose for them tires. Now, there's no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember they used to talk about buying stuff at cost, but at cost, you still had a right amount of money.
You still got to pay. You still pay for it.
You still put out money. That cost business. That'll kill you.
You take a 715 commercial nylon tire, they don't give them things away. And there's no warranty on them either.
They're not.
No, sir.
Well, I don't think that makes
sense. They don't play around with them.
No,
it's just
sir.
The passenger cars.
It's the passenger car. Because for the simple reason, you can't have a road hazard guarantee on them because you run over all kinds of roads and over roads where you shouldn't even take a vehicle. Or I do.
Yeah. And it's always loaded.
That's right. If you would buy a load of cattle at the market, you'd want them put back here in your corral.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I'd put them back there. And if you take if you got a load you want to go to market, you want to load them out of your corral. You don't want to go out here and rope them and drag them in.
Yeah. So your tires.
There's where your warranty goes on your tires. Just hoping for you don't run over something.
Well, Cookie, you know I can see something promising that. You see, you can do all this hauling and trading too, and Zach, he don't need to knock around the country anyhow. He needs to hold the shop down up there. They'll let him off, but he still needs to be there.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, I see people call Jack, and then Jack called me.
Yes.
He'll say, now, look, I'm going to be pinning these cows. I'll have them pinned by 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. How about you having your trailer parked at that chute by 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? We'll load you and take them on the market.
Well, Jack, and he does a lot more than he used to over there.
Oh, yeah, Jack's he's coming up in society.
Well, he's working for it, too.
Yes, sir.
He takes care of that sheep unit. Then he goes over to the meat house, and he said something else where he goes.
Well, he's more or less in charge of that show deal they have every so often over there.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, he has a hand in that.
He's got a big hand in that. He's got a big chunk out of that pie. Sure is. Well, he got more than he can do, actually, and justify himself right there at the university. And then he was doing all this hauling that I've been doing, and I've been busy.
Well, he was.
He was doing it at night, and Saturdays and Sundays.
He
sure was. He's
getting, looking a little spindly. He's spindly?
Not too bad.
I haven't seen him. I talked to him over the phone.
Now he's a pretty good buddy.
Seemed like his voice was a little shallow.
Well, he built that new brick home over there.
He did it?
Had it done, yeah.
He went along with it?
Yeah, they had no other choice. Judy wanted a new home.
But he took a hand in it.
He just contracted it out.
He subcontracted it.
Yeah, subcontracted it.
He done it, yes. Well, that's a lot of, that's a right smart effort there. That's a good number of people you've got to keep after.
You got a fine home.
I couldn't do it. You got to know people before you can do that subcontracting. Hell, I couldn't even get them to move that salt house up there.
Good for you.
I feel good, but they still say I ain't able to go to work.
Yeah,
I don't.
No
Social Security.
You couldn't draw
Social Security. Now you're making too
much. It's under
the table, though. Well,
that wouldn't stay that way, probably.
It's under the table.
So is this Watergate. Don't forget that.
I don't know nothing about the Watergate. I don't even listen to it.
Well, I never tell you, Cookie. I don't either. But you know what? The reason they don't bother you is you're too small a potato. But you take these big shots up there, and they're gonna do something keep it to themselves. Why? You can't keep anything to yourself. Well, it'll get out before you get home. It may not get the newspapers, but the word will be out.
Well, just like me, heck. My bad news beats me home.
Yeah.
I can goof up here tonight, and before I get home, they'll know about it.
Yeah. That's right. They'll say, I come here to do that.
It's like old Frank, he goofed me up again.
Uh-oh.
Cost me $500 yesterday.
Cost you?
Yeah.
How you get how you get caught so much, Cookie?
Well, he just goofed up by Garth, and this happened 6 months ago when he was working up here at Ed's. I was responsible for what he'd done up until the 1st of July because he wasn't 21 years of age. They held me responsible for what he done.
I heard it was 18.
When you start trading automobiles, it's 21.
Is it?
That's right.
But I don't mind.
And he's traded automobiles, 4 different times. Never got titles for none of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they come back and wanted their titles.
Oh, he traded them off.
Traded them off.
And he didn't have a title to give them.
Didn't have no title to give them. Well, they wasn't looking for him.
No.
They come looking for me. Well, I didn't have nothing to do with the damn automobiles.
Yeah. They shouldn't have bought them.
3 of them I never saw.
By Cookie?
That's the truth.
Well, how could they get you? Yeah, you just told us.
I don't see how a man can be responsible for a grown boy.
Well, you just have
you
to.
You just don't know. How you going to know what he's doing?
I don't.
Well, how are they going to hold you responsible?
They do.
Well, don't give me any growing boys. Well,
right now, I mean, as of 1st of July, when he goofs up now, it's him. Because he is an adult.
That's that 18-year-old thing.
That's right. That is right.
The whole shebang. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
You think that'll make him settle down?
I don't know. I haven't saw him since Saturday morning.
Since you paid that $500?
Yesterday's when I paid that. I haven't saw him since Saturday morning. To God's truth.
Good Lord.
I saw him Saturday morning. He left home Saturday morning. Said, I'm going downtown. I guess he's still downtown because I ain't never saw him.
Yeah. He's going to come around and start borrowing money from you someday.
Maybe he does. I ain't got no money for him. I ain't going to loan him no money. He's working and making money. He's making over $100 a week. And if he can't live on that, God help him, because I can't.
He's still at that Toyota.
Look at when you're going to be deadheading back from up there. You won't deadhead back from up there where the hay is. So I guess some of that hay.
I just don't know when I'll be deadheading back, but I know when I'm going to be deadheading up.
Well?
To get a load. I imagine I'll take Dad back. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
How you gonna get out here?
My brother's gonna bring him.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine I'll take him back and get a load of hay.
That's good, man. Well, I tell you.
How many bales do you need?
500.
Of that good hay?
Yeah.
Now, it only takes about half as much of that as does this sawdust down here.
Well, if they don't eat it, I'll eat it. that hay
is sweet enough to eat yourself, ain't it?
That's dessert.
There ain't no question about it.
You put that out and there wouldn't be any left. Golly. Taffy could just stand there and eat a whole bale, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I'd just love to see one of them do that. Just like to see them eat something that's got taste to it. You know the way they eat that old fodder that I give them.
Yeah.
They just eat that and take on over it.
Yeah.
Just glad to have it. They'll never eat it anymore if they get some of that, would they?
No, you better mix it.
That's safe.
You better mix it.
I would think you could get more than 200 bales in that. I guess 200 bales is a lot of hay.
Yes,
my friend. 200 bales is a lot of hay.
About 200 bales is 50 pound a bale. How much weight have you got there? You got 5 tons. You got 5 tons.
That's 8 miles an hour.
That's right, I can haul it.
That makes it about 10 pounds, well, the only suggestion I have is that they ought to put a governor on anything you drive. Because this is this. Ought to put a governor on it. About 15 miles an hour. Yes, I'd love to see you driving along, just taking your time looking at the countryside. Now tell me, I haven't been in that cab with you in a long time. What all you got in there now?
In the cab?
Yeah.
I got a two-way radio.
Yeah.
I got my regular radio.
And you keep it going?
Yeah.
What do you get on that?
I just listen to gossip.
Yeah. Police?
No. Just, amateurs.
I think that'd be turn your stomach.
I tell you, when you're running out down the road by yourself, anything, just anything, is better than sitting there listening to them wheels hum.
Well, you got a slot machine in there.
Tape
player?
No.
What have you seen?
Laura took it.
That good one?
Yeah. She wanted it, and I put it there in the car.
Well, I'll be darned. You mean you go off on these long trips without any tape at all? Got a radio. Play that and the two-way?
Yeah.
You can hear you pull them separate. What else you got? Besides your cigars.
That's about all.
You got a little something on the hood now.
Me a hood ornament.
What's that?
Quarter horse.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Looks like silver.
Put my gun racks up.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that means you have to lock your cab.
Oh, yeah, I know. I even lock it at the house at night.
Well, now that's something new.
I carry my pistol in the glove compartment. I got my hot shot up back of the cab, up there on the gun racks, and my walking stick, and my whips, and my lariat rope. And I got my pistol in the glove compartment. I got me some tools under the seat. My dwell meter, my timing light. That's the only place I can keep them.
Yeah. You can't leave them anywhere.
Ooh. Trying to find them while he'd have them shopped and traded off. Everything else.
Everything but a short order grill.
Well, I guess you could put one in there, couldn't
you? If I had enough current coming out of that battery, I could sure stick one in there.
Speaking of a short order grill, you take these little old electric grills. What do you call them?
Hot plates.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of them? Some of them are good.
Not that was worth a nickel.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I've had some, but I never could. I mean, they just never did do no good for me.
Well, I have seen good, the heavy-duty ones. They last.
Well, now, I saw one time. If I could find one like it, I'd get it. Now, it was solid on top.
Yeah.
Just like a grill. It's about all 10 or 12 inches wide and about 18 inches long. And it was solid on top.
Yeah.
And if I could find one like that, I'd buy that joker. I ain't joking you.
Yeah. Well?
Because I could save enough. I could stop at a cheap motel and have that with me. I could save enough on my meals.
Oh, yes.
To pay my motel bill.
Yes.
I fix my own groceries. Now that's the truth. When you go in a restaurant and sit down and pay $1.42 for a hamburger and a cup of coffee, that's getting pretty daggone expensive.
Yeah. Now that's on the big road.
That's right. On these interstates and through thoroughfares like that.
But you're on them and it don't pay you to drive 10 miles in order to save a 5 cents.
No.
How much did you say, Cookie?
$1.42 for a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise on it and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now that is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the hamburger's not big either.
No. And now you can stop at these little greasy spoons and maybe get a sandwich cheaper. But, I mean, I just can't stop in them and eat. I just can't do it.
Not much cheaper.
No, not much cheaper. And then your surroundings.
Yeah.
When I said greasy spoon, I mean greasy spoon.
Yeah, they are. So they are.
You stick a spoon in your coffee, and by golly, there'll be grease waves leaving, and that's greasy spoon. And I don't want nothing like that.
But you don't find them on the interstates.
Well, these interstates, you got your Howard Johnson or your Wayfair places like that.
Yeah.
And when you stop in one of them, you might as well get your pocketbook out because they're going to tear you up.
Well, how you carry your money on these trips? The way things are now.
5 or 6 different places.
Oh yeah, that's
probably
the only way. Stick it around.
That's right. I have carried it underneath the battery in my truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to put it in your shoe or you'll wear it out.
That's right. I put it underneath the battery in my truck.
Just be sure you put it where you won't get robbed.
But you ought to have some there in case somebody...
Oh, I carry $2 or $3 in my pocketbook.
Uh-huh.
So they'll have a little something.
So you can get it.
Mm-hmm. And then I have it in the 12 different places. But never more than $10 in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Never more than $10 in my pocket. I ain't going to do that.
And you keep your cab locked.
That's right.
Well, now that's something new. How long have you done that?
I just started doing it here recently.
Yes.
Just recently.
Yeah.
I'd even go to these big markets and just leave them, not even lock my cab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, I lost a couple saddles and I started locking it then.
Oh, really?
I went up to...
That sounds like a hurricane.
Sylvester.
It does, doesn't it?
And bought 2 saddles. Put in the cab of my truck, I just slammed the door shut and went on back into the sale. Knocking back out, I ain't got no saddles and no blankets either one. That's right. Of course, I lost about $40. But that's $40. That's more than I made that day.
Amen. I'd hate to.
gosh, guy, I feel like we're sticking in mud. Look what all these things Cookie's doing.
I was at the gas well this afternoon, and I talked, and I said, Uncle Eddie, where's that lady who used to stay in there? He says, you mean Miss Saunders? I said, that lady who used to keep the counts in there. I never knew who she was. Why, she says she has turned in her stock in the gas well and to the Saunders brothers, and going back up to Quitman, Georgia, where she's brought up.
Sure enough.
And he told me several things she's doing, and I've forgotten. But she's glad to get back. I don't know why she ever left. That pretty nice up there? Yeah.
Yeah, they got all of us horse traders' picture up in up at Walker Horse Museum up in the office. They got a whole wall covered with our pictures.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You ought to give them that picture. We'll get a copy of that.
What?
That old Leonard made.
That good one with your hat.
Oh.
That nice big picture.
I wouldn't take nothing for that picture.
Well, they can copy it.
Daddy wants it, but I won't let him have it.
I'll get some copies of it.
I may do that. If I ran into Leonard, I'd make him get me some more.
Well, you couldn't make him do anything. He got ornery, more ornery than he ever was. Your friend?
I haven't saw him since I was in the hospital in Tampa. Him and Sharon came over to see me in the hospital. I saw her a few times.
Yeah.
But she don't even see you no more.
No. They wouldn't come in to see you. They're in their vicinity.
Well, I got to go home. I got to go take Helen to work, I reckon. Because I know Frank ain't home.
Why do you take her to work in?
Cadillac.
Hell, I thought you had let them
See, I had to repossess that good Cadillac.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
They wouldn't pay me. They like $65 to pay me.
Oh, yes, that's your friends up there.
Yeah.
You was accommodating them.
Yeah. $65 they owed me on the Cadillac and they wouldn't pay me.
I told them,
I said, I come to get the car, the money or the car. He said, well, there's a damn car. I said, thank you. I pulled my keys out of my pocket and drove it off.
Well, what ever got into them?
I don't know.
You can't do a favor to your friend.
No.
You don't try, you're going to quit trying.
Yeah. They paid me.
You didn't charge him much.
I charged him $350 for it.
Well, look what they got.
They paid me $285. When they got the car, never did pay me no more.
Now that's a screwball, wasn't it?
Yeah. Of course, they put an old junk battery in it. I had to jump it off. I had to go buy a battery. It cost me $32. But I still got a cheap automobile.
You get your batteries from the old friend over there that used to be the preacher?
No, I go to...
I somehow wanted to keep up with him, and I haven't been able to do it.
John Motz.
Yeah.
Buy my battery.
Yeah.
He keeps contact with Helen and Grandpa all the time.
Yeah.
He's been over to the house, I guess, half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Or more since Grandpa came down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, I took a liking to him.
He's a good man.
Yes, I think he was.
That,
I really think he was.
That fella they got out there now is a preacher. I just don't know about him.
Well,
Cookie's gonna let us know when they get gonna have some bluegrass music. Y'all string up.
Let me tell you, I tried, I called everywhere, but I didn't go around the right places, some of these old ratty garages. Trying to find attic fan. And you know, I couldn't find a head and hide on that old attic fan. You used to buy them anywhere.
An old attic fan?
Yes. You don't even need to buy one. People just make them.
Well, I've got one.
Bring it over here, and I'll trade you for it.
All right. Let's load that thing in my truck and bring it over here.
Just bring it over here.
Cookie, you don't have an attic fan?
I've got one of the biggest attic fans you ever laid your eyes on.
Yeah.
Cookie?
I have.
Is it too big? You haven't got a place big enough to put it?
My house ain't big enough to put it in.
Yeah.
Now, if you get it put in here, Lord, I'm telling you. You talking about something?
What did it do, Cookie?
Why, there'd be a breeze going through this house all the time.
Yeah.
You could throw these things. You could give me these things. Then.
Yeah. We just probably hit them and throw them in on it.
I ain't joking you.
Yeah. I tell you
what. When I had the service station, John Peck put air conditioning in that office building there where he was at. And this was an exhaust fan that cooled that whole building, including the wig shop. Well, he took it out. And I gave him a $50 bill for it, because I wanted it. And when I got home, I found out my house wasn't big enough for
it. It blew your house away.
I'd just pick it up, and that'd be the first house in space. That's right.
It's just amazing what some of those things will do.
That's right. But I'll bring it over here. Yes, my fellow.
Old John Palmer's got one out there. It rattles. That's
the
reason you can't hear out there. That thing
rattles
so. But
he
keeps the air moving.
That's right. Well, it ain't so bad if you can keep the air moving.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, whenever it stops, I've got to go. I've got to go take care of my work. That's all I've got to do.
Cookie, we put the newbie in the corral. I think she's doing better. Taking off that fine grass.
She don't keep things on her mind, you know that.
Yeah.
Down where she ought to be.
Yes,
keep all this grass.
Yeah.
That grass is killing it, you see.
I'd be hauling around on a trailer and
pinning
these cows.
Yes!
And
that's right.
Some of that and get us all the muscles built up.
All right, as soon as she gets so she can stand on her feet, you can take her with you.
All right. Holler. I mean, I never know when I'm going to be pinning some cows.
That's right.
I may go to Gainesville. Monday morning, and a man say, "Look, I've got 10 cows out here on in the market. How about you go and get them?"
Yeah.
I can go get them.
Yeah.
And that mare, I mean, she just got too fat.
Oh yeah, but she's smart. She has done everything. I mean, she's been trained.
She was a trained cow pony at one time.
Yes. See, she's had everybody who's been here who's had any knowing about horses have trained her. They didn't want to, you see, they wouldn't take Missy, that's Faye's horse.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take, you know how it is.
Yeah.
So they'd take an old horse. And, so she got all the training.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe. But she did.
Yeah. It'd be a benefit to the horse.
Yes.
Well, I've got to go and take care of
him. Well, I'm sorry we held you up.
That's all right. All right, I got plenty of time.
Well,
I was going over and get a haircut. I think I'll still go.
Trying to do right around 1600 and end the visit with Cookie this Wednesday after supper, the 18th of July, 73. Channel 2 right around 1600 and end the visit with Cookie this Wednesday after supper, the 18th of July, 73, with Rick and Debbie. Channel 2 right around 1600 and the end the visit with Cookie with Rick and Debbie. This Wednesday, the 18th of July, 73.